Like I say, we're glad to be here this evening. Appreciate the privilege, the opportunity. Glad to have all of you that's able to come. Be in the service tonight. Just ask you to pray for us. If you don't read with us tonight, we're going to read some out of the book of Joshua. I believe we're going to read some out of the 8th chapter and then the 20, I believe it's the 24th chapter. The 8th chapter, I believe it is. We're going to start with the 30th verse. The 8th chapter, book of Joshua. You can go back and read. You could read the chapter or two before and the whole 8th chapter. We'll start here with the 30th verse. It says, "Then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whose stone, of whole stones, over which no man hath lift up any iron. And they offered thereon burnt offerings unto the Lord, and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote there upon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. And all Israel, their elders and officers, their judges, stood on this side of the ark, and on that side before the priest, Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal. As Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them." 24th chapter. We're going to start with the 14th verse. Very familiar scripture. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelled in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for He is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for He is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that He hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourself that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve Him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and His voice will we obey. And Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord which He spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that He had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. And it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him in a hill that pertained to Phinehas, his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Scripture some that you'll find here in the 8th chapter and some that you'll find in the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua. And I've got just a little thought, nothing new tonight. No need me trying to give you something new, but we feel that this is the closest thing that we have between us and the Lord. And I thought in this scripture that a good bit about Joshua. You can go and read about him. And as you well know, Joshua come across and he is to carry the children of Israel across that of Jordan into the land of Canaan, which he did. But the scripture teaches us that when Joshua had crossed over, that he asked Caleb that Caleb might come and go with him and help run out all the enemy of the land. And then Caleb could go back and inherit the land that Moses had give him on the other side of Jordan. You know all that, and I know you do, but I try to lay just a little bit of foundation. And we know the scriptures where they went out against Jericho and as not to partake of any of the goods of Jericho, and that of Achan had taken some and hid some and got some, and that of the accursed thing, and they went out against Ai and they come fleeing because they got run over, my friend, by a little city. And get you up to par here. After that, they went on and done away with Achan and all the sin that had come about concerning that of Achan. The Bible says, and it's pretty important, that you know people today says, well, I'm just one person and I can't affect a whole group of people. Well, you're badly mistaken, and you most certainly are. There's things, my friend, that will affect, that you'll do, that will affect everyone around you. It most certainly will. Let me go on just a little bit. The Bible said there that after that they took care of the situation, that they went up against Ai and they destroyed Ai. They utterly destroyed Ai. And now we've come down to the place that it said Joshua brought the people together and he began to write some commandments. And the Bible says that he wrote those commandments that Moses had given them. And after he had wrote them on a stone, he said that he read them in the congregation of all the people. And brethren, that they is on the journey, and Joshua was having to fight, my friend, seemed like that of the enemy and some of the people as he went. My friend, now you bear with me for just a minute. My friend, I'd like to go back just a little bit. God help me. My friend, brethren, God give Joshua the strength. My friend, and he had, you can read throughout the whole book of Joshua. My friend, brethren, he had a war, he had a battle, my friend, but God gave him the victory. My friend, he most certainly did. My friend, the Bible teaches us, my friend, here that they come up before Ai. My friend, brethren, Joshua had no clue. My friend, there's a problem. No, he didn't. He had no clue. My friend, that there's a problem in the land. My friend, I don't know about you. My my friend, but brethren, I'd like to make my journey, my friend, without problems, my friend, but I ain't found it that away. No, I hadn't. I found it, my friend, that is a warfare, my friend, on every side, my friend, that I'd like to get down. You bear with me. I'm, my friend, brethren, the Bible said, you say, preacher, that ain't too important. My friend, I want you to know that the group that Joshua had, my friend, was not the group that Moses had. My friend, Moses had all the fathers, my friend, and the grandfathers. My friend, yes, he did. My friend, he had 600,000 footmen. My friend, not counting men, women and children. My friend, but brethren, Joshua had the young crowd. My friend, yes, he did. He had a different people. My friend, preacher, he had nothing of the sort. He most certainly did. My friend, the only life these people knowed, my friend, was in the wilderness. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, they hadn't seen all the things, my friend, that their fathers had seen, that their grandfathers had seen. My friend, and yet, my friend, when they come across, my friend, they brought their gods with them. Yes, they did. Yes, sir. My friend, Joshua, it's amazing to me. My friend, brethren, hear the ninth chapter, the eighth chapter. My friend, the Bible said he gathered them together and he began to write. My friend, yes, sir, they had heard the commandments. They had seen some things. Don't get me wrong. My friend, but they wasn't old enough, my friend, to have the experience that the people had that Moses brought out. No, sir. Bible teaches us, you might think today, preacher, that don't matter. I made a mistake years ago. Years ago. Brethren, I was a preaching and I guess I was in a big way. And I made a statement. I said, well, I didn't need the experience. Said God had all the experience I needed. Now, I believe that. I most certainly do. Now, I had an elder preacher. After the service, my friend, was over, he come through. He said, Randy, he said, I understand what you're saying. He said, but there's some things that you'll never understand without the experience. Amen. That's exactly the words he said. Wasn't getting on to me. He was just letting me know. You know why he told me that, Crafton? Because he had been through the experience. Yes, sir. It do us good tonight to listen to the experience. Yes, it would. Joshua had some things, and my friend, that the other people did not have. Now I'm going to tell you something else. My friend, it was Joshua and Caleb that come back with a good report. Young fellas. Yes, sir. They wasn't old by any means. They saw the giants. They saw the trouble. They most certainly did. And you know as well as I know some of my favorite scripture My friend, as Joshua, as the Lord began to encourage Joshua, he told him, he said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Take courage, my friend. In other words, lay hold of the plow. Thank God and start plowing. I'm going to be with you tonight. Yes, sir. But brethren, I want you, me and you both making a mistake if we think that the men and the women that went with Joshua and Caleb was the same people that Moses had. Wouldn't no such thing. Bible teaches us that them that was older than 20 year old, brethren, they fell in the wilderness. Yes, sir. Why did they fall? Because of their unbelief. What the scripture teaches. Because, my friend, they would not believe in God. There's something too, my friend, experience. Yes, they are. There's something too. You say, preacher, I've got all I need. Beg to differ with you. Not just that. I'm not here, my friend, trying to make a difference. I ain't even got to my message yet. You just give me a minute. Brethren, there's some things that Joshua had to deal with because he had a younger group. Yes, sir. You can look around. You can say what you want to, my friend, today, but absolutely, it'll hold true. It'll hold true to form, my friend, in the secular world and in the church as well. Yes, it will. These things, brethren, you know David wasn't an old feller. When the Lord started using David, he wasn't an old feller. No, he wasn't. But when David become king, I want you to know something. He had some old men that knowed something about war. Yes, sir. They knowed how to fight. You say, preacher, why is that important? Because David was a warrior. Yes, sir. He shed much blood. It's the reason he couldn't build the house. Yes, sir. A lot of people think otherwise about David, but he said, David, you'll not build the house because you have shed much blood. Amen. Yes, sir. But David had some old captains and some old generals. And go back and read about it, brethren, and see the battles that David had won, my friend. There's a reason he did. You say, preacher, God was with him. Yes, and God was with all that knowledge he had. You can write it down, my friend, in a book. You can tell me tonight that I'm off my rocker. But I'll tell you something, folks. My friend, they some things. Did you know the Lord had to tell his own disciples one time? They come to him. They said, why couldn't we cast these out? He said, this kind cometh not but by fasting and prayer. Amen. Fasting and prayer. They had to learn some things. Yes, they did, Daniel. And brethren, me and you ought to be a learner our whole life. If you're not, you ain't going to get very far. These things, Joshua, I've just wondered how much that Joshua had to put up with. We don't read it, but brethren, it's in here. This, sometimes you just have to sit down and dwell a little bit on it, just to be honest with you. Think about it a minute or two. Brethren, how much did it mean for Joshua to hear the words from the Lord, "As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee." Brethren, I believe he put him in second gear. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I don't know about you. You say, "Preacher, I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was on the right path." And brethren, it seemed like that everything just blowed up. I want you to know something. Sometimes it happens that way. Sometimes it does, but I'm going to tell you what you can do. My friend, you can take up that blowed up situation and you can put her in the history book, my friend, and feed off of it. Thank God and build something beautiful out of it. If you'll let the Lord. If you'll let the Lord. Sometimes, my friend, things just don't work like we think they should. Preacher, I'm right and everybody's wrong. The truth of it is you'll find out that you're wrong and everybody else is right. There's a way, my friend, to fight a battle. There's a way, my friend, to put on the garments and, brethren, go to work for Jesus. I don't know about you, but there's not but one thing the Lord's left in this world to help the world with. Not but one thing. And that's the church of the living God. It takes His Spirit. You say, "Preacher, you're doing away." I ain't doing away with anything. My friend, it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to get a child of God born again. It takes His Spirit to fill him, my friend, that He might teach him and lead him on his journey. You need something, brethren, to push you, thank God, out of this world. Yes, you do. I do. You do. There's things I've thought. I wonder how many times that Joshua was disappointed. I wonder how many times, my friend, that Joshua thought that the children of Israel had their own gods, but he couldn't prove it. But every now and again, it'd come up, Daniel. Every now and again, it'd come up. You know what the message was? You know what the message was, folks? The message really don't ever change. It's get rid of your gods. He said, get rid of them. You say, "Preacher, we ain't got them." I'm afraid we've got a chest full. There's things, my friend, a lot of times that gets in our way of worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Yes, sir. Now, you say, "Preacher, you don't need to be getting on all that." I want you to realize tonight that Joshua had a war on his hands. That Joshua, my friend, was going, he was charged, folks, with that of bringing the children of Israel into the land that flowed with milk and honey. Isn't it amazing? The Lord said, "I'm going to give you a land that floweth with milk and honey. I'm going to give you houses that you ain't built. vineyards that you ain't plowed. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Land, my friend, that you haven't done anything to get it for. I'm going to give it to you. But there's something you're going to do. There's something you're going to do. Preacher, I just want the Lord to bless me, bless me, bless me. I'm going to tell you where a lot of your blessings come from. A lot of the cursings that you go through. A lot of the things, my friends, you have to put up with day by day. Preacher, you have absolutely lost your mind. I've got news for you. The real truth of it is the obstacles that come against us, my friend, that hinder us, my friend, that set us aside sometimes, them obstacles is making you grow.
Amen.
Grow. It's giving you some experience, is it not? Yes, sir. And we need it. We need it. Joshua come to the place. I'm getting down to my message. Listen. You go all the way through the book of Joshua. And it gets down to the 24th chapter. Last chapter. Right before he dies. You know what Joshua said? He said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve.
Yeah. Amen.
Choose. Choose. Joshua was an older man at this time. Joshua, my friend, had had some experience between him and the Lord. And him and the people. Yeah. It makes a difference, folks. It doesn't really matter. You might not look at things like I look at them. I appreciate this church more than you'll ever know. I love this church. I love my church. Don't you? I love my church. I really do. And I'm overwhelmed at the fact that you want me as your pastor. I'm honest. There's men sitting right here that make you a wonderful pastor. Yes, sir. There's men out yonder that make you a wonderful pastor. And it overwhelms my heart to no end that you'd want me as your pastor. I'm serious. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I ain't got but one thing for you. There's nothing that I can bring that you ain't already heard. There's nothing that I can do that you ain't already seen. But I'll promise you, my friend, I'll do my dead level best to preach to you what God gives me. That's all I can do. That's all. You know what he asked out of me, Daniel? That's what he asked. That's what he asked. You, Randy, you follow me. Follow him. You don't have to tell me that I don't preach like I used to. I can't hold out like I used to. I can't do it. But I'm going to say this. Lord, help me. I'll give you all I got.
Amen.
And folks, it is absolutely nothing without the Spirit.
Amen.
Nothing. Zero. I don't want to preach to you my thoughts. I don't want to preach to you my isms and my schisms. But brethren, I want to preach to you what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You say, preacher, I don't know where I believe that or not. And you're the very one I'm preaching to. Absolutely. There's no reason in this world, my friend. Joshua had a younger group, and he told them, he said, get rid of your gods and serve the Lord. Amen. And they said, you know what they said? We will. We will. Then he told them. Then he began to tell them. He said, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a jealous God. Jealous God. You know what God wants out of me and you? He wants me and you.
Amen.
He wants all we got. Yes, sir. He wants you. And in the capacity that you're in, I'll promise you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you can sing a lick. Brethren, there's something in the kingdom of God that God's got for you.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, if you'll do it with all your might, God will absolutely bless you for it.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, He will. He'll bless you. Choose. How many of you think you ain't got no choice? Well, I ain't got no choice. I ain't got no choice. Truth of it is, the only thing you do have is a choice. And He told them to choose. He said, choose you. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Whether it be the gods of your fathers on the other side of Jordan, or whether it be the Lord. He said, but for me and my house, folks, I want you to know one thing. I have control over one house. Yes, sir. And it ain't yours. It ain't yours. It's mine. It's the one you're looking at right now. I have control over him. You say, preacher, you don't. Yes, I do. And you have control over yours. Yes, you do. You can't blame it on anybody else. You can't push it on anybody else. You can't, my friend, and the fact of it is, you can't testify for anybody else. No way, form nor fashion. There's things, brethren, that's between me and God that they ain't nobody in this world knows but me and Him.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I cherish them things.
Yeah.
I cherish them things. I'm going to tell you something else. I don't want to lose them things. I don't want to lose them things. I don't want to lose my standing between me and the Lord. I don't, Daniel. And you can do it just like that. Yes, sir. There's not a one of us sitting here, my friend, that can't kill our own testimony.
Amen.
And it's been done a lot of times. Yes, it has. I know men. These men know men. I know men, my friend, used to preach their heart out. And brethren, they've lost their power. Preacher, I wouldn't talk like that. It wasn't anybody else's doings. It was some of their own. You say, preacher, don't God forgive? He sure does. He sure does. I'm going to tell you something. This thing works, and this is exactly how it works. I went out the other day at my house, and there's a limb down there. Got over my fence. It's a pretty good sized limb, but it was still attached. That thing got twisted up 2 years ago. Got all the wind got a hold of it, and it just broke it back. Broke about three or four or five limbs off that tree, and it just turned them this way. And every time I'd get out around there, I'd say, them things gonna fall one of these days. And I got out there, you say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? Brethren, if there's a storm comes in your life, the effects are lasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're lasting. There's some things, I hate to say it, but it's a fact. There's some things that will haunt you to your grave. Absolutely. You say, preacher, you're doing pretty good. You don't have to get on all that. I'm telling you that you've got choices, but brethren, sometimes your choices are wrong.
Yeah.
We might as well admit it.
Yeah.
I've made them.
Yeah.
You've made them. There's some things that I'm dealing with, naturally speaking, because I made the choice. Yes, sir. Preacher, you just don't give me much room to wiggle. I want you to know you can wiggle all you want to. It's a fact. There's some things, my friend, that we've asked for. You can believe it or not. And I know that the Lord took Elijah up in a whirlwind. I know that He took him up. But you'll find before he ever done that Elijah sat down under a tree over there. And he wished to die. Yes, sir. He wished to die. Laid down, went to sleep. Did he not? Now listen, you say, preacher, that ain't going to happen to me. If you don't watch it, my friend, that's exactly what will happen to you. You'll get lazy on God, not even realizing it. You say, preacher, you say that Elijah was lazy. I'm going to say this. He might could have went a few more years had he not stopped under that tree. I ain't got, I'm just telling you what I see sometimes. It may be wrong as the day is long, but I want you to know when he got revived, you know what God gave him? He gave him enough strength to do what he gave him to do.
Amen.
That was it.
Amen.
That was it. And it was noted and well known among the prophets, my friend, and the sons of the prophets, that the Lord was going to take Elijah away. Yes, sir. Take him away. Now, I'm going to say this. How'd they know all that? Think about it. And Elisha, my friend, he followed him. And Elijah said, you get back yonder. I'm going over here.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going with you.
Yeah.
Why did he want to be with him? He said, if he sees me when I leave here. He said, I'll leave my mantle. Yes, sir. You'll have a double portion.
Yeah.
Is that not what he told him?
Yeah.
He asked for a double portion. Double portion of what you've got, Elijah. Joshua come down to the end of his journey and he put the people in a place and he said, you choose this day.
Yeah.
Choose. Why was it so important that they choose, Bruce? He wanted to know without a doubt, my friend, that of which he was taught and that which he had just read to them and give them of the commandments of God, he wanted to know that they is going to carry them on.
Amen.
Because he is fixing to leave here. It'd be a blessing. It'd be a blessing. I've thought a lot of times My friend, I've sat by the bedside and I've sat by the hospital bed. I remember very vividly, I walked into the hospital room and the man had fell sick. He had worked for a company about 32, 33 years. At the point of retirement, and he fell sick. I walked in that room, I had no intention, I didn't know what to say, I didn't know what to do, but I just sat there. And it was awful quiet for a good little while. And then a few minutes, this lady spoke up. And she said, "You know, Randy," said he's prepared for his retirement. And she said, "We already had plans." You know why she is telling me all that? Because she had done seen the handwriting on the wall. Something had done went south. And she was afraid it wasn't going to come back. Man was 61 years old. You say, "Preacher, he is a young man. Young fella." Nothing wrong, my friend, with retirement. Nothing wrong with planning. I believe you're planning. But the truth of it is, sometimes our plans don't come to par. They don't come. But Joshua was in the place and he had brought these people all the way through. And this scripture says in the last chapter that he let every man go to his inheritance. That's what he brought them there for. The battle was over, wouldn't it? He had finished his course. He had done that God gave him to do. But folks, he wanted to leave with a good understanding. He even told them, he said, this stone gonna be a witness for me and you that you said you would serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. There's nothing wrong. I'll say this. It's not changed. Preacher, I ain't living back in the days of Joshua. No, you're not. But there's some expectations from God's people. Always has been. And they always will be. And Joshua said, "Choose you this day." But his mind was made up. He said, "For me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I told you it's not a new message, not anything new. I hope you got something out of it. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you. I really have. There's a lot more in that. Take about every one of us preachers preaching about a month before we get it all out, I guess. Just the book of Joshua. And you think about it, just the book of Joshua. If so be that the Lord was to give it. Preacher, I don't know where he'd work like that or not. Well, he just might. You never know. I appreciate your attention. Appreciate you being here. Wonder if there's anybody got anything you need to say or do or leave with us.